It's good to be together again today. And just a reminder at the start of what we are doing this week here on God Is. We are conversing with people in our lives who are skeptical that Jesus Christ actually rose from the dead, as stated in the Bible. This past Sunday was Resurrection Sunday, and as Christians we believe that Jesus Christ was crucified dead, buried, but on the third day he emerged from his tomb fully alive, and that because he lives, we too shall live. One day Jesus will resurrect us, perfect our bodies, and in bodily form we will enjoy worshiping God forever in heaven. This is the testimony of the Scripture, and this fuels us as Christians with hope. Because he lives, we too shall live forevermore. That's what believers believe. But I am taking on a couple of alternative explanations for Jesus' empty tomb that skeptics have. We've dealt with one already. Jesus' body was stolen by his disciples and buried elsewhere. Jesus, they say, remains dead and buried. I argued from the Bible against that. If you missed the earlier broadcast this week, be sure and download the God Is podcast and get caught up. Today I want to move on to answer another theory the skeptic has about Jesus, what they would call supposed resurrection. But to get at it, I'm going to first start with the biblical text, that is, tell you what the Bible says about the resurrection. Then I will tell you the skeptic's alternative explanation, and with the help of our friend William Lane Craig, Christian apologist and defender of our faith, I'll tell you why the alternative explanation does not make sense. You'll decide if it is more probable than not that the Bible is correct. This is going to take us 2 days to do, today and tomorrow, and since I'll be using quite a bit of scripture, I'll post all of these biblical references to God Is, W-E-Z-E, on Facebook. Or you can write to me and get them. That's God Is, W-E-Z-E, on Facebook, or write to me at my email and mailing addresses, which will be given at the end today. Okay? That is my approach, and do not worry, if you don't quite get that, you'll see how this develops as we move along today and tomorrow. And so, let us begin with the Bible. Turn with me in your Bible, if you can, to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3. I read this text earlier this week, and now we circle back to it. 1 Corinthians 15, this is the Apostle Paul writing, and I'll read verses 3 through 8. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, Jesus appeared to me also. That is 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 8. And here's what this text reveals. All of these many post-mortem appearances of Jesus, two people affirm the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The Christian says the post-mortem appearances of Jesus affirm that Jesus really did walk out of that tomb alive. For those of you wondering what the term post-mortem is, it means after death. So a post-mortem appearance is seeing someone after that person has died. If I die and you come to my funeral, but then later that day or some days later, you see me walk up to you in a physical, bodily form, then I have made a post-mortem appearance to you. I have not made a spiritual appearance. I am not a ghost. I am real. I am in my body. I am physical. You could reach out and touch me. Well, that is not going to happen. But with Jesus, that is exactly what happened. And note this, all of Jesus' post-mortem or after-death appearances were bodily, physical. You will see why this is important as we proceed. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 8, Paul says that Jesus physically appeared. He had many post-mortem appearances. In this text, I count 6. Let's see them in the Bible. And for right now, I'm just going to give you the 6, and then we'll deal with each one, spending more time on some than others. Okay? So here are the 6 appearances. First, Cephas. Second, the 12. Third, more than 500 brethren at one time. Fourth, James. Fifth, all the apostles. And sixth, to Paul. There are other post-resurrection appearances written about in the Gospels, but I want to limit our scope to this 1 Corinthians 15 text. In total, Paul writes about six post-mortem appearances by the physical, bodily Jesus Christ. Now let's find these in the Bible. The first is Cephas, that is in verse 5. He, meaning Jesus, appeared to Cephas. And who is Cephas? He is Peter. You'll likely remember that his name is Simon Peter. So Simon, Peter, and Cephas are the same person, Cephas being the Aramaic name for Peter. And we know that Peter was the close follower of Christ and the leader of all the disciples. He is a reliable witness. Peter is a reliable witness. And Paul learned that Jesus made a post-mortem visit to Peter when Paul and Peter spent about 15 days together, just 3 years after Jesus was resurrected from the dead. You can read about this visit in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 18. Galatians 1:18 says, "Then 3 years later, I went up to Jerusalem to become acquainted with Cephas and stayed with him 15 days. It was during this 15-day visit that Cephas, Simon Peter, told Paul about meeting the resurrected Lord." The gospel writer Luke also attests to this post-mortem appearance by Jesus in Luke chapter 24 and verse 34. That verse says, "The Lord has really risen and has appeared to Simon." And Simon is Peter. Peter, Simon, and Cephas are all names for the same man. So what Luke attests to, Jesus appearing to Simon, is actually what Peter told Paul Christ did. Amazing, isn't it, how perfectly the Bible fits together? The scripture reports in great detail exactly what happened. The Bible is history as it happened. We're reading a lot of Bible passages today, so let me make sure you're with me. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says Jesus made six post-mortem appearances. The first was to Cephas, and we just saw that in the other texts. And now we come, in 1 Corinthians 15, to the second appearance, that was Jesus appearing to the 12. That's also in 1 Corinthians 15, 5. The 12 is the title given to the first, most intimate disciples and apostles of Jesus. Eventually, one of the 12, Judas, betrayed Jesus, but the title for this group of men stuck. This appearance is multiply attested. It's here in the oral tradition Paul quotes in 1 Corinthians, and Paul also met with these men when he went to Jerusalem. And thirdly, this appearance is attested to in two Gospels. Listen as I read Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 43, and then John chapter 20, verses 19 through 20. This is the account of Jesus appearing to the 12. First, Luke 24, verses 36 to 43. "While they were telling these things, Jesus himself stood in their midst and said to them, 'Peace be to you.' But they were startled and frightened and then thought they were seeing a spirit. And Jesus said to them, 'Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have.' And when he had said this, Jesus showed them his hands and his feet. While they still could not believe it, because of their joy and amazement, Jesus said to them, 'Have you anything here to eat?' And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and Jesus took it and ate it before them." Second, I will read from John 20, verses 19 through 20. "So when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' And when Jesus had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord." If you look at the chronology of the Gospels, you will clearly see these two appearances of Jesus took place after, that is, after the resurrection. And please notice the emphasis on Jesus' physical body. He showed them his physical wounds, and he ate with them. These are the things done in the physical body. Jesus' resurrection is bodily. This also demonstrates the man before them was the same Jesus who was with them before the crucifixion. So, by way of review, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 says, after his resurrection from the dead, Jesus appeared to Cephas and next to the 12. That is what we have discussed thus far. Let's look at one more today. Paul continues, verse 6, after that Jesus appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. And you can read about this grand appearance in Matthew 28, verses 16 through 17. That's Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 17. Jesus appeared to a very large crowd of people, 500. Jesus appears to individuals, and Jesus also appears to this group. And Paul knew this because Paul had met with them. This is why Paul can say some of the 500 are dead, fallen asleep, but some are still alive, remain until now. Now, what's Paul getting at here? He's got a message here for the skeptic of his day who were reading his letter to the Corinthians. If you do not believe Jesus was resurrected from the dead, then go ask the witnesses. Paul is daring the skeptic. If you don't believe me, ask them. And of course, at the time Paul wrote to the Corinthians, some of the 500 witnesses, they were still alive. We need to stop soon, but I want to encourage you to read all of this in the Bible for yourself. I'll happily send you these references. And when you return tomorrow, we're going to finish our discussion on the bodily resurrection of Jesus in conversation with the skeptic. I trust that this is helpful for you. We never lose sight of resurrection because God is the God who resurrects. So do not miss tomorrow as we gather together again right here, for God is.